everyone, and welcome to the Human Design Podcast with me, your host, Emma Dunwoody. I'm a qualified master coach and human behavior specialist, as well as being a qualified human design coach. And I work with clients every single day to answer the big questions. Who am I? Why am I here? And what is my purpose? I also assist them to transition from the person they think they should be to the person they really are on the inside. I teach people how to actually live their design instead of just knowing it. And if this is something that you want to do too, well, stay tuned or reach out for private coaching or Human Design Unpacks, where I show you exactly how to live your design. Hey, hey, everyone, and welcome to today's podcast. Now, today we are talking to a few of the crew from my Purpose and Abundance Beta program. The reason I've got them on today is because I just want you to share some of their awesome stories and really talk about purpose and abundance, perhaps in a way that you haven't considered it before. So welcome, ladies. It's lovely to have you here. All right, let's just kick off. Before we dive into some questions, what I'd love to do is I'm just going to go to each one of you so that you can just share your design type, profile, and authority, just so the listeners out there can resonate, relate. Victoria, do you want to go first?
I'm a 3-5 emotional generator, and I have an incarnation cross of laws.
I love it. Cross of laws. A rule breaker over here. Adrienne.
I am a 1-3 manifesting generator with sacral authority with an incarnation cross of penetration.
Awesome. Thank you. Susan.
Yeah, I'm a 3-5 pure generator, emotional authority, and I have a right angle cross of the Maya 4.
Amazing. Awesome. Thanks, ladies. All right. So it's so lovely for you all to join today. I know we had a much bigger crew, but because as I record this, I have very limited internet. So we've had to move it 3 times to record it. So thank you for hanging in there, you three. So what I really want to talk about, I want to kick off, like, purpose and abundance is such a big topic. You know, I know for me personally, it's something that I chased, you know, and I hunted, like, I had a lot of this language and this feeling about purpose and abundance for decades. And I tried everything, good old 3-5 over here. I tried everything. And although I had incremental growth in both places, there was never that breakthrough, or there was never that realization of the knowing that I had in me that it was much easier than this. It didn't have to be such a struggle. It didn't have to be such a fight. But I always knew that it was in me. So I had spent all this time going external. So looking at what all the gurus were doing, you know, I loved Tony Robbins. I've done all the, you know, a lot of money programs. I've, you know, looked for my purpose in so many different ways. In fact, as a executive coach and a person who worked a lot in the behavioral coaching area, I would often work on purpose. And we would go through this process of looking back to the past, and we would look at skills and talents and, you know, all this sort of stuff and curate something from that. However, when I discovered human design, it was like, oh, now it all makes sense. You know, it all made sense to me because not only do I have a wide open G center, meaning that my ability to consistently feel on purpose and my direction was something that was always going to waver. And at first, with the old HD content, it was very negative. It was like you were never going to have that certainty. You were never going to know your purpose. And when it came to money, I didn't have any of the inverted commas money gates. So I was like, right, I'm fucked. Like, am I ever going to solve this problem? So what I ended up doing was really starting to bring together everything that I'd learned for the 2 decades, integrated with my human design, and started to run this experiment with myself and with my clients. Now, over the number of years that I did that, as many of you know listening, I had, you know, we've had massive growth in the business. Like, I actually now know what abundance is, like, firsthand. Line 3 over here. I had a few cracks at it, but I've got it now. And I am so on purpose. Like, I know that I'm on purpose. I literally just came from catching up with friends of mine, coach friends of mine. And I was telling them how my mind can decide that it wants to do something, but I'm on purpose and the universe tells me what that purpose is. And human design is that purpose for me. And of course, there's a lot more detail to that. But one of the really big shifts was I was going internal. You know, human design helps us go internal. It helps us become our own guru. And this is really the conversation that I want to talk to you guys about, because the one thing that I think is beautiful about the beta program is we already had a lot of success and a lot of purpose and a lot of income already in the group. There were people in the group that wanted to go from a lower base, but we've had this real across the board example of how this program can really support you to go and create more clarity where it's correct for you. And one of the things I love, I don't know how many people I've told this, Susan, so I'm so glad that you're on the call, is, you know, it's not another fucking framework. Like Susan says, like, this is the key to abundance and purpose, is actually becoming your own guru and actually learning to discover what real abundance is, and then be able to create your purpose, hear your purpose, and allow your purpose to be guided through you. So I'm so excited to talk to you guys about this journey. So what I'd like to kick off with is, Adrienne, would you like to go first? When you first signed up for this program, what is it that you felt you didn't have? What did you need? What were you looking for?
So I'm constantly looking for clarity, which of course comes from I have my unconscious earth in gate 57. And it literally is all about clarity, right? The city in the gene keys is clarity. And I'm constantly looking for clarity. And it's so funny how it comes up, and it comes up all the time. So that was something that I was really looking for. And it literally showed up once I started looking in and doing this program. It's like, oh, well, there it is.
Oh my God. I love that. I love that. And I want to really talk to that as well. Maybe we'll get to it in a bit, but I want to get specific on what clarity is. So we'll come back to that question. Susan, what were you specifically looking for when you signed up for this program?
I probably actually had a lot of clarity on my purpose, which I think was interesting. But I was just drawn to the energy of it. And I had a very clear, peaceful, sacral, and emotional peace around saying yes to it. And my intention was more around prosperity. So I love that Adrienne was more about clarity, and mine was about manifesting in the material world in a way that didn't feel effortful, because I knew that there is that possibility, but it just didn't feel accessible to me at the time.
I love that. My God, I resonate with that. I resonate with both of those things. They were the things that I was definitely chasing for a long time as well. Victoria, what was it specifically for you that drew you to to learning more about your purpose and abundance?
I've been following the human design for a while, and I really wanted to get involved on a personal level. And so it was when this came up, I was like, I'm just jumping in. It wouldn't have mattered necessarily what it was, but that sounded like a good place to start, abundance. And so I was like, yep, I'll go there. And I think that I now know that one of the things that has always confused me is that I've tried to come from it from a very logical place. And, you know, we talk about frameworks and everything else like that. But if it's taught me one thing, I really need to go deep into my body and check in there. And it's just been magical. So, and the abundance I thought that I was striving for is so far away from what I really wanted. So, yeah, so much has come from it. And it's going to probably take me a little while to process it deeply, because I think one of the things that frightened me initially was that, because it's so far away, if I was, let's say, on a plane, which terrifies me anyway, the actual trajectory of my course is like, it would have to bank heavily to realign to what I deeply want and what, you know, where I feel my abundance. So, yeah, it's the best thing I ever invested in. So thank you.
You're so welcome. Far out. That makes my heart sing to hear that. And I'm going to jump straight into that piece. Like, this is one thing that I hear so often. And again, it was my experience, is that I was trying to create abundance, inverted commas, that I thought I should, or that I thought I wanted. And I want to go straight back to you, Victoria, and say, like, what was this specific shift? Like, where did you become aware that you're like, oh my goodness, I've literally been trying to force myself in this direction to create this abundance. And now I've actually checked in with myself. Fuck, that's not real. That's not true. That's not what I want. So can you tell us a little bit about that?
I was following, I think, one of your exercises. And I think we've talked about this before. I was driving along and I was feeling pretty miserable and, you know, deflated and depressed about, I don't know, life maybe. And I thought, I'll just check in with my body because, you know, that's where abundance lies. And I did, you know, I put my hand on my heart and I checked in and my body was like, you know, I feel great. Oh, you're thinking. So why are you thinking that? And so that was one of the things that clued me in initially. And so I've just been working on that from that premise of checking in constantly, as you know.
Yeah, I love that. And I know, you know, knowing your design as well, what I think is fascinating about that is that you've been creating or attempting to create more abundance from the mind, from an undefined head and ajna, instead of from your consistent internal guidance system in the body. And that alone, I think, is so fundamental. And for you to have that big shift in that, oh, my goodness, like when I'm up in my head, I'm not in my truth. Like I'm just not in my truth. But when I can simply get back into my body, all of a sudden things can shift. Thank you. Susan.
Can I just add
one
more thing? Sorry. One of the things that I did do, because I do have unconscious gates in the head, I have gone back and what I'm trying to do is find a balance, because obviously I've worked from my thinking process for a long time. So to shift into just using the body is you know, it can feel a bit wobbly. So I go back and I make my intentions set and I, you know, I check in my intentions for the mind, my intentions for the body. So, and my intentions for the soul and spirit. So that way I get a bit more clarification on what's really, what I'm really striving for, as opposed to what I think I want or what I feel I need.
Yeah. Oh my God. I love that. That is so beautiful. And again, like I actually had this conversation on Instagram. I was just sharing this again with someone, with the girls this morning, but there is this misconception that we operate either from the mind or from the body or from the spirit. And it's not true. We operate from our frequency, which is a combination of the three. And it's how we get them all working together and how we learn to trust and surrender to these energies that makes the specific or the significant difference. I love that. Susan, I want to go to you because we're on this the prosperity thing. And you sort of said you focused on it was more about prosperity for you, more about abundance. Tell us a little bit about how that shifted. Like when you came into the program, what did you think you were going to experience and what did you actually experience? How did it shift?
Sorry, that last bit cut out, so I didn't hear the whole question. Could you repeat it?
Yeah, absolutely. So when you came into the program, you're already like, okay, prosperity is the thing that I want to come in and learn about. You came in with some expectations, maybe some constructs. Tell us a little bit about the journey, about like what is prosperity, what is abundance for you now? Like how did that start to shift going through this experience?
Yeah, I think what I, even just doing the unpack with you was so powerful because I have a big split in my chart. I have all the centers below the G center defined and all the centers above the throat defined. So I have a lot of paradox in my chart. And going through the process, that was really interesting, like living in the paradox, reuniting, just as you were talking about, we aren't just a mind, we aren't just a body. And I think I was living in the or and not in the and. And I think the and is more abundant. And I was getting more uncomfortable in the unknown. One of your exercises really helped me unpack my design earth, which is in the 42 gate. And that is really the shadow of expectation and transforming that, of letting go of those expectations and realizing that I was stuck in these cycles. I was stuck in this flakiness for so long because I wasn't letting go. And a new perspective of letting go probably was one of the most valuable takeaways for me. And I did see transformation. I can't wait to share all of that with you when you get there.
Yeah, I love that. And you know what I also have to say? I love what you just said. It's like you've been living, if we think about abundance, one of the things we talk a lot about abundance is the body. We talk about feeling. Abundance really comes from the body. And you are operating in an all. It's the head or the body. It's the thinking or the feeling. And what you said is like it's the and. And if you think about when we're talking about an all, we're talking about the binary. We're talking about a mind. The mind is always comparing. So just having that awareness that, oh, no, it's an and. Like I have this superpower and I have this superpower. And sometimes they don't talk to each other, but I have two superpowers. I think that in itself is really beautiful. I love that. Adrienne, so tell us a little bit about, yes, you wanted clarity. We're going to go to this, the clarity piece. In fact, let's go there now. I know for me, when I was looking for clarity, I had this preconceived idea that I was going to, if I'm honest, have a very specific job description or, you know, like something that was very clear that I could fit into a box. And, you know, my experience is it's not that. Although I have so much clarity, it's not that. So can you tell me a bit about when you came in, what specifically was the clarity that you were looking for and how did that start to sort of transform and shift as you were doing this work?
Yeah, since I'm looking to launch my business this year, it was definitely like, am I on the right track? Do I have, you know, am I on purpose, you know, and am I connecting that purpose? Is there going to be abundance out of that? And really, it turns out that it's the other way around, right? It's like once I have the abundance and I recognize that and I feel that, and it's much more of a flow considering my design, and that my authority is sacral, you know, it's much more of allowing things to unfold, and that clarity just comes with with a peaceful feeling in my sacral, you know, like this calm and peace, rather than like a mental clarity. And of course I have a completely open head in Ajna, completely no hanging gates in either one. And I have a lot of conditioning around, you know, providing reasons why, rather than just knowing and doing because I know, because I feel it. So letting go of that and just letting it flow and feeling that abundance and how abundance isn't just about money or wealth. It has so much more to do with, you know, it can be time is really important and freedom is really important and love and all of these other aspects encompass it. So hopefully that makes sense.
Yeah, it makes so much sense. And what I love, like, again, knowing your design, knowing your story, like you're already a person who, like, I consider myself non-conventional and I would consider you non-conventional. You choose to live a lifestyle that feels more truth to you. And what I love is that watching you grow throughout this program has been like just giving you the external evidence, the internal self-belief, like, yes, oh my goodness, I'm designed to live this way. I'm designed to be nomadic. I'm designed to incorporate the cards and human design and astrology. And like, that is all like, yes, yes, yes. Instead of having that, like that almost cloud of conditioning sitting over you, like, oh, this doesn't look like anyone else. So just watching you step into that like real abundance and flow has been so magical to watch. It's been just beautiful. So the next question I would love, we all know how much I always love to ask this question, like, what was your greatest aha? I would love you just to share, like, what were the things that really jumped out, like either a big breakthrough, an aha, or something that was like, oh, my God, I've never seen the world that way and had a paradigm shift. What were the sort of things that jumped out?
My biggest ahas are the two that I mentioned already. Really, the fact of living in the split and living in the paradox, the and, sorry, I can't just have one big aha. The second would be that letting go. That letting go was huge for me. It was a big like shift because I had heard letting go from so many different teachers, but I don't think I really understood what letting go was.
I love
this. A whole new way of looking at that. And then probably the third thing was around really listening to my body. And this actually has to do with one of the arrows. You had said that I needed to eat for my mind and also like rest my body more and that I can be really focused, but also listen, connecting to my body. And I've noticed you were talking about how for you working out in the morning is like really awesome for your body. And I found actually walking at night, even if it's 8 or 10 PM is really great for my body. And it gives me that rest and that movement. So it's just been interesting, three line experimenting with that.
I love it. And I love, this is the thing that's really important and something that people aren't talking about is because abundance is so in the body, it really is. It's so important for us to understand our body and what is true for us and having that ability to run the experiment. Because when our body feels good, we have access to real flow, real abundance. But the thing I also want to touch on, because this is one of my favorite, letting go is one of my favorite things, if you like. I don't know and one of my favorite books is by Dr. David Hawkins. But it's also a really challenging experience of it. It can be quite challenging. So can you share a little bit of like what was the shift? Like what didn't you have or what didn't you know? What was the specific shift that was like, ah, now I know how, that amazing mind question, how to let go?
The shift was that my expectations were what was holding me back from letting go, that I needed it to be some way or turn out some way. And that detachment was not, I always was taught growing up that Buddhists taught detachment and that meant you checked out of life. And that's not what detachment is. Detachment is actually being even more present in life. It's like being even more present in this now. And it also, detachment presupposes that everything is working out for you all the time. And yes, those were two things that I did not think about detachment in that way. And that was a huge shift for me. And of course, the city of the 42nd gate is celebration. And it's literally laughing at it all. And as a child, I was very joyful. I probably was embodying that city. Yeah. And then with conditioning and my life experience, I moved into the shadow. And so it's kind of been this remembering of coming home to myself, of, you know, stepping into that detachment in a joyful way. And, you know, with the expectation that the joy will be here and I can laugh at it all when it's ready.
Oh my God. I love it. It's so good. And what I'm loving is that as you guys are sharing your experiences, like they're all unique to you. It's not like, well, I ran this model. Yes, you're doing all these exercises, absolutely. But it's not like, oh, the exercise taught me this. The exercise showed me this specific thing within me. And so all the breakthroughs that we're sort of hearing is very specific to you as individuals, as opposed to just running a model. Adrienne, do you want to share some of your aha moments, the breakthroughs, the things that were really cool in your journey?
Definitely. I know we already kind of touched on a little bit. And as Susan was talking about, you know, my PHS is, it's closed, right? And that very seasonality of that PHS and how it was so impactful to me to realize how I really do embrace that seasonality, that, you know, kind of quarterly 12-week cycle for me really works so well. And that was a big aha for me, definitely. And it's on the body side, of course, since it is that upper left arrow there. And then actually, it was really fascinating how the shadow work that we did, I hadn't had a lot of success with shadow work previously. I tried inner child work. I tried to integrate that stuff and hadn't really had a lot of luck with it when I tried it in the past. And this time, the defining moments exercise that you had us do was super impactful for me, and really allowing that release, you know, and integration of that inner child work.
I love that. And I think that this is, again, like, I had a very similar experience, that a lot of the shadow work and inner child work, I would literally watch the people around me having these big transformations and it wouldn't work for me. It didn't work. Or it would have like a 10% effect compared to someone that's like, oh my goodness, this can change. And I think one of the things that really inspired me to create this program was so you were going on your journey. And I think that the reason why the shadow work in here is so impactful is because, again, you're not going to my model to get a result. You're learning about you, you're unpacking you, you're doing your work, and then you're running the model on you. So it's the other way around. And what happens is that you're so in your body, in your experience, and then you can actually integrate. You can actually have that experience. I love that. I was so freaking excited when you were like, oh my God, it didn't work. I've had trouble with this before and this really works. So it was so exciting. It's been such a great journey watching everyone transform. I love it. Thank you. Victoria, other than thinking your feelings, what's these other, which I love, because I was such a big thinker of my feelings. And I think people have heard this story shared a lot because I think it's so powerful. Like, if that's an aha to take away, that's a freaking powerful one. What else is there that really stood out for you?
Gosh, you know, like we've all said, there's been so many aha moments that I've been trying to sit and think about which ones are probably more impactful at the moment. Like, for example, learning, you know, that I was an emotional generator. So I have a defined sacral and also a defined solar plexus. You know, going back through my history and sort of tapping into those times when I had a sacral moment of, yes, this is what I need to do, or whatever, and then I didn't follow through with that, I think I've always sort of, you know, beaten myself up about those sort of decisions. So a lot of self-forgiveness came when I realized that while I may have said yes in the moment and then changed my mind, that was okay. That was part of my design. Yeah. It's been an absolute godsend finding human design because, you know, like a lot of the people on the course, we've done a lot of other sort of self-development work, shadow work, you know, inner child work. But this gave me a roadmap to go back and navigate back to that particular shadow or energy and explore it from a whole new level. So, yeah, sort of now using the understanding the sacral, but using the defined solar plexus and the mechanical wave knowledge, I brought a whole new approach to my way of being, if you like. So that was one sort of aha moment. I get so many when I talk to you guys in session, you know, with our Zoom calls or whatever. So that's at least one of them anyway. Many more, I can't think of them right now. Acceptance, you know, the other
thing. That's all good.
I was going to say the other thing surrendering to that space and, you know, finding acceptance. So one of the reasons why I jumped on board with you with human design as of everybody else is that you often admit to being messy you know, making mistakes, and, you know, just to hear somebody else say that out loud and be okay with it was phenomenal. So using all your your exercises and everything, and coming from that, I was going to say frame of mind, maybe frame of human design, you know, is certainly worthwhile going over all your shadow work and inner child work and everything else like that, you know, we've ever done.
Yeah, I love that. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. I think it's funny. God, it's so funny, isn't it, how the universe works out? Like, I've literally just had a conversation with friends and they were talking about how you know, this, they're feeling challenged by a number of the projectors in their life. And they're like, what is that? What's going on with that? And, you know, one of the things that I think is important is that we need to have this transparency. We need to be able to make mistakes. We need to, because how will we ever know? How will we ever grow if we're not willing to have those mistakes? And these friends were saying, like, how they're having this experience where they're the projectors in their life. They're all sticking together and supporting each other as projectors, and they're feeling like they're sort of like they're not included, they're separated, they're different. And I think this is a big part of the way I teach, is that no type is better or worse than anyone else. This whole program is designed for us all to fully integrate. So that's fully integrate our design, fully integrate as our type within a community, as our profile, as our cross, because there is no one group that has something better than anyone else. And what's more than that is that we have to understand that we are all a part of the whole. We are all designed to work so perfectly together. Our job is to be in alignment. And to be in alignment, we have to heal, we have to grow, we have to experiment, we have to try things. We have to be okay with being in groups that aren't our people or aren't like us. Especially because, you know, we've got all generators here on the call today, but we had all types in the program. And it's so important that we understand, and this whole program I'm talking about, yep, we're pulling this part out and we're looking at it. We might be looking at shadow. We might be looking at incarnation cross. We might be looking at beliefs. However, it's how these things come back together that matters. It's the patterns. It's the themes. It's the truth. Because when we embody all of ourselves, then we can come together and do our part for the family, the community, the business, the country, the planet, whatever it is. So I really love that. I think that's incredibly powerful. So thank you so much for that, Victoria. So what I would love to talk about now is, because let's be honest, I'm a very results-based human being. I want to talk about the sort of results that you guys have received from doing this program. We can talk about abundance. We can talk about purpose. We can talk about healing. Like, you guys take the reins. Susan, would you like to go first?
Sure. First, I did want to say one of my favorite things about this program is just the energy and the people you attract to your container. It's just amazing women all over the world. And I will have to say, if you get the opportunity to be in this energy, it amplifies your own healing. And it's so amazing, and your own ahas. And even though everyone is on their own personal journey, as you just said, it's just so exciting to like be on your own journey, but with, you know, a posse. So I really, really loved that.
I love that. Thank you for adding that.
In terms of success, it's funny because before this, I probably wasn't tracking or celebrating that as much as I could have, but I launched a podcast during the program. Woo-hoo! I got a 14% raise out of the blue from my day job, and it wasn't insignificant. It wasn't like 14% of a very small number. Like, that was a surprise last Friday.
Oh my God, I love that.
I did. And then there was kind of things that I had been putting off for years, honestly, or many, many months, around like organizing my finances and putting in a living trust, like things that sound really boring, but are then like making me feel more abundant and doing them, yes, that I had just put off for 7 years doing, yeah, and that I'm finally coming to. So it just feels like there's a lot more energy. There's a lot more movement. And it just feels a lot more flowy. And would I say it's all roses? My life is not all roses, but that's okay too. Cause there's like the ups and downs. And there's just, again, because of that letting go, there's kind of this trust in the universe, that of the universal love supporting me, that I don't really have to have as much fear or anxiety in my life around not doing something because it may affect, you know, whatever.
Yeah. I love that. And it's that a large part of purpose and abundance is the ability not to know, to be okay with the not knowing and being in the uncertainty. And I think this is something that in the world that we live in, we're all here in this personal development world, let's say, where we're all trying to change and shift and, you know, transform. But the presupposition is that there's something broken, and there isn't anything broken. We're actually on this journey to grow and evolve. And if it was all perfect all the time, then we'd be bored shitless. Like, we wouldn't know what to do with ourselves, right? We'd be exactly. So bored. And being a manifesting generator, let me tell you, boredom is really painful. I find it really painful. Do you know, I wish you guys could see the screen, all of you listening, because one of my favorite people to have on any call is Adrienne, because her sacral, like, it's just nodding along, and it's just so beautiful to see. So, yeah, I think that's the other bit, like a large part of the power that we have in purpose or on purpose is the ability to be open to being guided. You know, again, I just said to the girls this morning, like, my business, my podcast, it has a mind of its own. I'm here to serve it. Like, this is a large part of my purpose. And whenever I get distracted and all obsessed with what I want to do, like the book I want to write, the universe is like, that's not what you're doing. This is what you're doing. And if I wasn't truly on purpose, then I wouldn't be open to those miracles that are there waiting for me. So I think this is the beauty of it, especially because, you know, we've talked a lot about that superpower of your thinking, Susan. And I think when you have a defined head and ajna, you're so aware of it being a superpower that sometimes you do let it lead because it is so structured and it is so like, yeah, we're going here and this is what we're doing. At least those of us that are undefined up there were like, oh, it's a shit show up there. Like, whatevs. Oh, someone's giving me some direction. Great. Let's just go follow that direction. So I think it's so beautiful to hear you. That's what the definition of letting go is, the ability to sit in the uncertainty and allow the universe to guide you on your purpose. And you know, we heard so much throughout the program, like pay rises, new clients, like Bronwyn talks a lot about how clients just literally appeared from nowhere. Adrienne, you had the same experience. So having these ability to understand, and did we at any point specifically focus on money or money blocks? No, not really. We talked about it a little bit, but it was not really. But everybody achieved more abundance in whatever they wanted, what was true for them. And I think this is the fundamental shift, is that we're looking in the wrong direction. We're looking to the mind too much and not the body enough. Adrienne, do you want to talk a little bit about the results? Like, what sort of real life line three results did you experience throughout the program and beyond?
Yeah, definitely. I was definitely attracting in clients, you know, people from out of the blue were calling me, and it was definitely an uptick. You know, I kind of had set an intention of, oh, I want to do a reading a week. And then it just ended up being like I was attracting in two a week, you know, and it was multiplying. And it goes in cycles, you know. Right now I'm in a little bit of a regrouping place, but it's intentional too, you know, with that. Like right now I'm not in a place where I feel like I can do that. And I love how, you know, I forgot to mention with the ahas, the focus on what I want versus what I don't want. Like that is something I bring myself back to constantly with my daily meditation. And I continue to do that. You know, this is what I want to bring in. Mm-hmm. What do I want to bring in rather than what I don't want?
I love that. Do you know the other thing? Speaking, the thing that I also just love, because this is the other thing from the mind, when we're getting really like, I want to have this many clients and I want to do this many hours and this comes from the mind. It doesn't come from our energy. And I love what you just shared, Adrienne, because you're like, well, I set an intention to call one in, but my energy had space for two. Right now, my energy doesn't have space for that. And this is a large part. Like I know for me, with abundance, like this is the one of the massive game changers, is that I have to trust what my energy can hold space for. And one of the big things, even to this day, like, and I think I've told this story on another podcast, but I'm going to tell it again, is like, as we were transitioning into this new place that we've just moved into, so excuse the echoing, it's a bit empty where I am in this, in my office at the moment, but I was like, I want to push, I want to experience this, I want to have this, I want to launch this, I want to do that, I want to get the house. And the universe just went, uh-uh, you can't, you don't have the capacity for that. So it's actually also about learning that abundance, like when we surrender to our energy, our capacity, everything's easier. And we don't need all the energy that we were putting in to running a business or to earning money or to any of those things, because we're actually in flow as opposed to trying to operate and force through the mind. Does that resonate with your experience, Adrienne?
Oh, definitely. It's definitely about that flow, you know, of that energy and just allowing it to be what it's going to be. And you know me, I'm a bit of a nomad. So it's like I go, my sacral says, okay, you know what, you need to go to LA. And then I only had planned to stay in LA for like a week and I ended up there for like 3 weeks. And then it was like, okay, it's time to go back to Oregon. So LA was super busy and I had all this energy for it at the time, but it was like, oh, I needed a rest. Like I needed to take a little time to come back into a different routine for my body, and to recenter, you know, myself to then be ready for what's next. Right. And I am a manifesting generator. So it's like we've talked about before, which was so impactful for me, about the growth and the plateau. So I had like this major growth and now I feel like I've hit, you know, it's like that plateau and I'm not stressed about it at all. It feels very calm and I listened and I'm not sure why I'm here.
And I mean, that's the thing.
So, I mean, I just felt like this was the right place and I've hit that plateau and I feel like I'm taking that time, you know, I'm taking that time and the next thing will show up when it's the right time.
Yeah. I love that. I love, love, love that. And one of the things that I talk about in the program as well is, you know, let's say how emotional authority can affect the abundance as well. And I know for me, because that's an experiment that I have done extensively, that even if we're not working with our defined solar plexus, then it can directly affect our bank account. Like that is the reality in my experience and my experiment and the experiments that I've been doing with clients. So understanding that when we can work with our body, with energy, with the universe, we don't need it to look a certain way because we can allow the ebbs and natural ebbs and flows to take care of the whole process. Brilliant. Victoria, do you want to talk a little bit to the results? Like what are the results that you've received?
Wow. Okay. Where to start? Before I even joined this, you know, the abundance and purpose group, I, as you know, I lost quite a substantial amount of cash in one day. And I was like, oh my God, now I can't afford it. What am I going to do? And I just threw caution to the wind, signed up anyway. And within, you know, 4 or 5 days, I had made the money back and double. So I was like, wow, that was impressive just from saying yes to something. And then it became, it was just so beautiful. I love the way the universe sort of works when you surrender to it. And, you know, then I had clients actually putting up my prices without me saying anything. I was like, okay, that's cool. Thank you.
And that's awesome.
Then I got extra clients. I was like, wow, this is amazing. And as you know, being a generator, you know, I don't have 100% clarity on a number of things. And I often, with some of the questions, I'll be like, oh, I don't know, And you have this great saying that, but if you did know, what would it be? So I remember, you know, on some of them going, right, I don't know, but if I was going to hazard a guess, it'd be this. And then it would manifest within the week. I'm like, oh my God, I love it.
So good.
But it was more, and yes, you know, so I did make more money. I have manifested more money. But, and one of the interesting things was, is that I realized I've always been on purpose. I just haven't recognized it as being on purpose. Yes. I am so aligned, if you like, to my design that it's, you know, I'm almost embarrassed about it. I'm so predictable. Like, oh my God, this is so me. But I've fallen in love with it. And it's just so, you know, abundance-wise, one of the things that I love the magic that I live in, and I've kept it very, you know, close to my heart, that space. But in my unconscious, you know, I have gates that include magic, and I actually have one that is defined in one of the, I think maybe gene keys, as the drunken divine, you know. It's like, well, yeah, that sounds about right. So, you know, I've been, while the universe showed me that I have the potential to make money if I just surrender to that space, you know, I found abundance in so many other things.
Yes.
And time, I think somebody mentioned time earlier. One of my goals was to go down to a 3-day week, which I have done. Yeah, loving it. And also, actually, I'm with all the floods and everything, and certain situations, I've found myself caught in Canberra right now, and probably not able to do much work for the next 2 weeks. And I'm like, oh no! And you know what? My husband's just got a small rise for the next 3 months. You know, pay rise. I'm like, that'll cover it. So, I'm so guided. Surrendering to being who I am and accepting, you know, the shadow of it all, and working, you know, striving to stay in the gift frequencies.
Yeah.
And in fact, my super sense is touch, and I work a lot through energetic touch. So, you know, I allow the energy to touch into my body, and that helps to inform me. So that's something else I've just thought, okay, well, if I can't work with logic, I'll work with that sense, that feeling. So yeah, it's been a hell of a journey, and I've loved every moment of it. But I would say, you know, and you did remind us that it is an intensive, so be prepared to work, people.
It is an intensive, it is that. And one thing that from what you were saying, I want to just pull a few distinctions out. I love, this is how the universe is designed to work. I love that you had this experience where you think, oh my goodness, I can't work for 2 weeks. I am going to lose something. But instead of allowing the mind to fall into a fear pattern, you didn't. You chose to be truthful to yourself and surrender and accept. And of course, the universe filled in the gaps. And this is the way we're all designed to be. Like, she can fill in all the gaps, people, if we just step back. I think one of the other things that I just have to say is the beauty of working with you guys is watching you love and trust yourselves deeper and deeper and deeper, because that really is why your soul came here, to be you. And the amount of times that we have these awarenesses through this program or through human design or through whatever we're doing, of, oh my goodness, I've literally been punishing myself for being in alignment, for being who I am. And that awareness that you can let that go, you know, emotional. Yep, I'm an emotional being. I'm going to own it. And the moment you own these parts of yourself, all of a sudden, what you thought was a big deal is no longer a big deal. It's actually part of the magic of who you are. And I think this is why I really like this program itself is such a pet project for me, because it brings the heart, the mind, and the body all into alignment. It brings all the pieces together, and in a way that you can be you, you know, you can break down the conditioning that says, oh, I have to be this way, or I have to act this way, or this because I, if I look out to the rest of the world, this bit's wrong. I need to fix it. And through this process, you can actually be like, oh my God, no, these things are actually my superpower. These are my ability to be me. This is how I serve. What? This thing that I think is wrong with me is actually what other people want from me. Who knew, you know? And just on this call, guys, like, you know, who was it? I think it was Victoria that said, like, I talk about being messy. So this is a thing. Inconsistent is something that I wanted to change and transform about myself, especially being a corporate coach, because what is it? Like, consistency is king. And I'm like, fuck, how do I do this consistency thing? And I have found ways to create consistency where I need to create it. But have I, you know, become a more consistent human being? No. I've created strategies to create consistency in my business, and I've allowed myself to be inconsistent. And when those things happen, everything else, you know, like Victoria just shared, that the universe will plug the gaps. The universe will help with the consistency. And this is actually how I'm designed to serve. So really starting to see yourself through the light of, oh my God, I'm perfectly imperfect just as I am. But I also have influence. I have influence over my shadow, my conditioning. The more awareness I can bring to my design, the lower expressions and the higher expressions, the more valuable I can be to others, the more I can have an impact, which is what I really believe purpose is all about, like impact and legacy. And I can experience, like, the universe can take care of the freaking abundance. Like, that's awesome. All I've got to do is take care of my frequency. So with that, one thing I would love to ask you all is, how does it physically feel in your body? How specifically different is it being in your body now from that perspective of abundance? Susan, would you like to go first?
Yeah, I would just say there's this underlying peace that I didn't have. You know how a lot of us are just exhausted all the time? And I can definitely get in that frequency again if I watch any news at all. However, when I return to my body and let my mind quiet, it just feels like there's, like, you have desires, but it's like there's nothing you need because you are so pleased and satisfied in this moment. So I'll have to say that, oh my comparatively, God, I love that. There was probably more urge, like there was urge to change things around me. And now it just feels rest. And Emma, you said that you were inconsistent. And I would say that you are consistent in listening to your body. You may look like inconsistent from the outside in, and that's the way I am too. Like, I may look way inconsistent, but I've now realized that that's actually me being consistent with listening to my body, which is what it wants is going to change. So I just wanted to throw that in.
I love it. I love it. It's so good. So I just want to ask about Adrienne. I want to ask specifically, how does it feel being in your body now? Like, how is it different after doing this work? How does it feel being in your body now as opposed to how it was before?
You know, it's a lot more comfortable. It's actually more comfortable. Like, I feel more of that, you know, satisfaction and peace that comes with being a manifesting generator, that I feel more in alignment more often and a lot less of that frustration, a lot less anger, because I'm allowing, there's a lot more allowance, a lot more trust, a lot more faith. That I could see, like Victoria mentioned, that I was already living my purpose. Like, and it was so powerful to realize for me that I needed to be invited. I needed to be invited to share my knowledge. I needed to be invited to provide that empowerment for people. So attracting it in, it's very calm and peaceful, and it's just a lot more comfortable.
I love that. And I so resonate with what you said. Like, it's so much more comfortable being in your body, and just trusting that process. I think that's really, I just resonated so much with what you were saying about that shift. Victoria, How specifically does it feel different in your body after doing this work? And I know we've talked a lot about it for you. It's been big.
It has. And I was just saying to the girls, you know, I feel really emotional right now. I feel a bit teary, to be honest. Thank God nobody can see, because I'm like, ooh. I am so grateful. I think my body is so grateful that I took this journey, because it's just shifted so much for me. And I think, you know, one of my inner complaints was that, you know, I just never felt seen. Mm. And my body's like, well, see me first, will you?
Yes.
And so that's made, like I say, made a huge shift in the way that I am, the way that I will go forward. So just falling in love with my design, my body, and just finding a whole host of other things to be grateful for that have always been there, but I've always pushed aside and maybe deliberately turned away from and not seeing within myself because they seem not to be validated in today's world. But hell, I'm on a journey now, just in my 50s. It's going to be all about me now, folks.
I love it. I love it. And, you know, what I love that you said as well is this loving yourself piece. Like, ultimately, when we pare everything back, if we take everything away, all the knowledge, all the gurus, all the history, all the tools and what we want to create for the future, the only thing that matters is love. The only thing that matters is that we love and accept ourselves. And when we love and accept ourselves, then we can do nothing but love and accept others. And given the state of the world right now, that is the ultimate goal. You know, it's the ultimate goal of this entire program. And it's created over two decades of my journey to learn to first even accept myself and then love myself and all the modalities as a line three, all the modalities that worked. And as line five in me, putting those modalities together to, you know, create a solution that heals people in a way that removes me from being the guru. You know, as much as I'm there for the calls, I'm there for the unpacks, I'm there to support you in Telegram. What I love about this program is that all three of you and the rest of the crew, you all had the same experience, but a completely different experience. You all did the same exercises, but you all had completely different outcomes and experiences. And we can put you all back in that box and say, did you earn more money? Yes. Did you get more clarity on your purpose? Yes. But that's just a freaking box. The whole point of this program is to set you all free. And you have all had such transitional experiences through this time, and you haven't fixed a damn thing. You've just fallen deeper in love with you. You've accepted you. You've gone, oh, my goodness, look at my freaking superpowers. They're superpowers. Oh, I was being a bit mean about that superpower. I'm going to let that shit go. I'm going to use the supercomputer and redefine something. I'm going to vision who I want to be, the impact I want to have, and the legacy that I'm going to lead. And if that vision changes in a week, then so fucking be it. But the point is that I learn who I am and I love who I am. And that, this is the ultimate thing for me. You know, in the beginning, Susan, I think you spoke about how, you know, the people that I brought together. This is something that I get feedback on every single program I run, every single program. And I have never once been stupid enough to think I can curate a group. This is an energy that works through me. This is because I'm on purpose, because when my mind says, oh, universe, I want to have a group of this many, this and that and this and da, 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 she goes, that's hilarious, Emma, just let me do the work. So I've learned to step aside. I've learned to be all right, this gate 37, it's good at bringing people together. Let's do this. This is what I want to empower everyone to do, to be able to trust, love and accept themselves so that they can do their work, have their impact, leave their legacy. And through that process, we can all learn to love and accept ourselves and others more. Because ultimately, as I said, I don't think there's anything else on the planet that we need more than love. So thank you all so much for joining. I'm sorry about the internet. Hopefully it'll sound better in once it gets to air. But it has been such a beautiful journey with the three of you and the rest of the crew. I've loved how you guys have supported each other through this program. I've loved being able to be witness to the breakthroughs, the love, the acceptance, the real truth showing itself. And yeah, thank you so much, everyone, for joining. Thank you, all three. Thank you, Adrienne. Thank you, Susan. Thank you, Victoria. And thank you to the rest of the crew that joined us on this amazing journey. Is there anything else you ladies would like to add or say? No.
I just like to say that, you know, it's, you know, whether I've managed to do this justice on this podcast, you know, there is, I would highly recommend everybody, if they're at that stage in life, get involved. Because it's just, it's magical beyond words. That's all I can say.
Oh, thank you, beautiful. And, you know, when you were speaking, what came to mind was let's get messy, like come and get messy, people, because the beauty is in the mess. So, oh, God, I love you. I love you, love you, love you.
Magic in the mess.
Yes, exactly. You know, there is so much freaking magic in the goddamn mess. So thank you, everyone, for listening. Thank you for being with me. And I look forward to having you all on the next podcast. Bye for now. Thanks everyone for being here all the way to the end of the podcast. I hope you got lots of value out of it. I certainly had a lot of fun doing it. Could I please ask that you share this podcast with friends if you found it valuable? And also, bonus points, could you leave a review for me as well on Apple? It would be greatly appreciated. If at any point you would like to be on the podcast or you've got questions that you'd like me to discuss on the podcast, by all means, get on my socials and DM me. Everything you need is there in the show notes. Have an awesome day. Bye for now.